Christ. The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen. Happy Easter. I am so glad Lent is over. I just hate Lent. I'm sorry. And I always call Holy Week Cal Week because it's the week where we get killed. I'm always filled with stress. Every time I go through my I hate people stage. You ever go through those people periods? Yeah, I do too. And I just can't wait to get through it all. And it's like, oh, He is risen. And see, that's what it all going to be about. And that's what we got to go and be focused on. Not on ourselves, not on our hell weeks, because it was a hell week for Jesus too when you think about it. We got to be focused that this isn't about us anymore. He is not here. He has risen. And that means something for us, that because He lives, that we're going to live forever, huh? First of all, it's that physical reality. We're not going to become angels when we die. You know, I get to be an angel forever. Shut up. You're going to have your body resurrected. Always remember, just as Jesus, so with us. So if Christ rose physically, and He's proven it, and we'll be dealing with it every Sunday, He ate fish. Do you have anything to eat, He says. That's a great thing, because I love to eat. That's part of heaven, you know that. You just do. I'll be able to eat anything in heaven. I won't be a diabetic anymore. I can eat chocolate every day, just so you know. But it's a physical reality that we sit there and we believe that Christ rose physically, and so shall we. Not we're going to become spiritual angels. We're going to become physical. And the way this happens, of course, is that the reality that we focus that Christ is alive is He lives inside of you and me. Tonight there's going to be great things that happen. We're going to give new life to two people. We're going to baptize two people. We're going to bring 9, and with these other 2, 11 people into the church this week. 9 are going to join the church. 2 are going to be baptized in the church. So that takes 11. And then 2 more are going to be confirmed. So we're going to have 13 confirmations tonight. Huh? Isn't that a glorious thing? And as we sit there and we focus on these people, you know, they just didn't decide one day, hey, you know, I think I'll go be a Catholic. And we said, okay, come this night and we'll bring you in. You know, you can go do that at certain churches. You can say, okay, I want to be a Christian. Okay, come tonight, we'll baptize you and you're a member of the church. Isn't that nice? That'd be a great way to do it. But no, these poor people have been in class since when, Sandy? September. Every week they had to come. Every week, and 2 of those weeks they had to listen to me for an hour. Huh? They've already been through hell. They get to go to heaven now. They get to enter in. And so they've been sitting there. When I go and when I teach a class, I sit there and say, listen, you're going to be like this, you're going to be like this, you're going to be this. Get out now. Just don't even get them into the church. Did I not? I'm not a very gentle. I put all the roadblocks in front of them and say, listen, to follow Jesus, it's going to cost you your life. It's going to cost you everything. This isn't just something you do, you know, like I sit there and I graduate. No, no, no. What's going to happen with these people tonight, especially 2 they're going to be baptized, they're going to die. Are you excited? Where's our baptism? There you go. Are you excited? We're going to kill you tonight. It'll be we have 1, I see 1, where's the other one? Where's the 2 baptisms? There you go, you're hidden over there. So we're going to kill you tonight, so get excited. But see, it happened to all of us. To be a follower of Jesus will cost you your life. If it doesn't cost you your life, you're not a follower of Jesus. If you did not go through the Good Friday, physically yourself, spiritually yourself, you are not a follower. It'll cost you everything if you're going to follow Jesus. It's not about being a member of a club. It's about giving your life to Christ. And when it says in Galatians 2:19, I have been crucified with Christ, so the life I live is no longer mine. Everybody here who says that they're a follower of Christ, your life is no longer yours. And if you try to make it yours, you're depriving Christ of what He bought you with His life for. It cost Him His blood to purchase you. And when these 2 are baptized, when all of us were baptized, we entered into the death of Christ, and we died with Him. But we don't stay there now, do we? Or this would be an awful sad religion. We get to rise with Him forever. So when you and I die, then Christ takes control of our hearts and our lives, and Christ lives inside of us. And because Christ lives inside of us, we then will live forever. That's the point. That we are all going to live forever. If Jesus just rose from the dead, we could all clap, yay, yay, great thing, God. That was a great trick, Jesus. You rose from the dead. Good job. And you did good with Lazarus, too. But so what? It has nothing to do with me. Whoa, you rose from the dead. Great. The reason it has a lot to do with us is because he rose, so shall we. You know, I love the last line of the gospel today. He says, he isn't here, he's risen. And then it goes on, but you need to go to Galilee and tell them, there you will, do anybody remember? There you will see him. Oh, there you will see him. This resurrection experience. And what has to happen of all of us, that resurrection experience. We just can't sit at home and say, okay, I'll see you here. No, no, no. The angel says, you're going to go there, you're going to go to Galilee, and there you're going to see him. When you go to Galilee, that means that you're going to go and start proclaiming the gospel. You will see him when you go out. You know, one of the things I tell them, we have this tech retreat program here. The tech retreat program, we have 3 days. We kill them on Friday. Huh? Friday's called Die Day. We let them rise with Christ on Saturday. And then Sunday, we tell them to go. And I always make a promise early on Saturday morning, the day of Rise Day. And I say to them, listen, I promise you before God, that you will see the Lord today. I promise. And they'll sit there and say, oh yeah, you know, especially the pagans that are still pagan Saturday morning. They won't be pagan by Saturday night, but in the morning, Saturday, they're still pagans. And they'll look at me and they'll go, yeah, shut up, you know, I'm going to see the Lord. And then by Saturday night, at the end of the day, it's about 1 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, I'll sit there and say, I made you a promise this morning, did I not? I told you, you would see the Lord. Did you see the Lord? And they all say, yes, Father. Because to see the Lord, you got to go be with him. And then you got to be open. And he will reveal himself to you. But for those of you who have not seen the Lord, for those of you who are just here and thinking, this got to be the longest mass ever I've ever been in my whole life. And it's true, it is. You know, and we only did 3 of the 5 readings. You know, there's 5 readings in the beginning and a psalm response. And it takes forever. I know. So for those of you who are here and thinking, why did they invite me? I don't like this at all. The reason is very simple. Because you have not yet experienced the Lord. This is just a ritual. It's just a ceremony. Here you are at a ceremony and it's taken forever and the priest is speaking along too. You have not yet entered in to come to experience that he's alive and he's here and that you will see him if you're open to seeing him. So the first thing that happens, we're going to baptize these people. The second thing that happens is that we're going to bring 9 people into the church, or 11 people, either way you look at it. And what that means is that Christ, you see, lives in us. You remember St. Joan of Arc, someone told her once when she was going to be killed, and they asked about the church and about Jesus. And Joan of Arc looked at the Inquisition team and said, Jesus Christ and the church, I see no difference. You got that? To be a member of Christ is to be a member of the church. There is no lone rangers in Christianity. These people would sit there and say, I can sit at home and talk to Jesus. Yeah, you can. But you're disobeying him in fullness. Jesus wants you to be a member of his body, the church. We belong to each other. What do you think? You're going to go to heaven and be sitting there and staring at God forever? Oh, you think that's what it's about? If that's what you do, have fun. Go for it. Heaven is the place where we love God, where God loves us, and we love each other forever. That's heaven. It's a party. And it begins on earth. And it begins as a community. Now, as a community, we're not perfect people, correct? Just take a look at me. You'll find plenty of imperfections. But I can look at you and find many too, in case you're wondering. All of us are imperfect, but we belong to Jesus Christ. We are a community. You belong to me, and I belong to you. We belong in each other, to each other. And that's a glorious thing. And we're going to be together forever. And so when someone comes to join the communion of saints on earth, they join the everlasting communion of saints in eternity. There's only one body of Christ, people, just one. There's three parts to it, the church militant, us, the church suffering in purgatory, and the church triumphant, those who are part of us now in heaven. And whenever you join this church, you become one with Christ and one with the church. And the communion, you'll think about those of you who get to receive communion. The 11 of you get to receive communion for the first time tonight. What a glorious thing. You don't only become one with Jesus. You become one with each other, one with us, more intimate than any other intimacy on earth. You become one with all your relatives and friends who have died. You become one with everybody in the world who received communion today. This intimacy of the church is part of being the body, this community of love. And finally, what will happen to all 13 of you tonight is the power of the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Whoa. Now again, most people sit there and ever go to a confirmation anytime around here. Bishop gives the same homily every single one. Every year it's a different one. He gives a little bit different. But anyway, but it's the same homily. Like when I used to be a lot of confirmation kid sponsors, you know, I'd sit there and say, how'd you like it this time, Bishop Larry? And I'd say, fine, for the 12th time I heard it. But anyway, but it was the same thing. But the power, and I'd sit there, and once Bishop asked me, he says, Larry, how'd you like my homily? And I said, you want me to tell you the truth? And he goes, yeah. I said, okay, Bishop, this is what I want you to do. I said, I want you to talk about the power of the Holy Spirit in someone's life, and I want you to tell them how the Holy Spirit changed your life. Okay, Larry. That was the end of it. But the reality is something. You ever sit there and you go to these confirmations, and the kids are like, they get confirmed, they get the picture taken with the bishop, whoa, and they go home and get some money, and they're excited. But nothing changes. Why? Because they were given the Holy Spirit. They just didn't receive the Holy Spirit. They didn't embrace the Holy Spirit. They didn't let the Spirit of God come upon them and they fanned it into a fire and make it real. You know, what got to happen for you 11 people or 13 people are going to be confirmed tonight. We can confirm you. The same Holy Spirit's going to come upon you, and He's going to come upon you in power, and you can sit there and say, oh, yeah, I got the Holy Spirit. Whoa. Or you can use all the gifts. You can use all the fruits. You can surrender to God's Spirit today. You can let Him set you on fire so that people will come to watch you burn. Burn in love with God, and the Spirit will come upon you, which is no cowardly spirit, but one that will make you strong, loving, and wise. Now, for the rest of you sitting there thinking, well, Father Larry's talking to them, stop it. I'm talking to you. Because that Spirit we're giving to these 13 people tonight is the Spirit you've had since you were baptized and confirmed. You got that same Spirit. Do you show that Spirit? Have you received that Spirit? Have you surrendered to that Spirit? Because it is that Spirit inside of you that makes you live in Christ. It's that Spirit inside of you that sets you on fire, that makes you different than the rest of the world that just sits there and goes to church on Easter Sunday and smiles and says, okay, I'm here, God. Here, plant my card. You're here because Christ lives inside of you. So if you haven't yet surrendered to the Spirit, while we pray for the outpouring of the Spirit on these 13 tonight, you pray for the renewal of the outpouring in your heart. That same Spirit that came at Pentecost, that same Spirit that will be present here tonight on these 13, that you'll remember that same Spirit was given to you, that you'll surrender fully, completely. And when you surrender fully and completely to your Spirit, the Spirit of the living God inside of you, then you'll know the power of the resurrected Christ. Because He'll be living fully within you. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? You better. May you know His love today and forever. Amen. That was a 14-minute long homily, just to let you know. It's Easter.